This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.
Over a year after 34 people died in a fiery boat disaster in the Channel Islands, an official federal investigation is now complete. But the probe didn't find definitively what started the fire aboard the Conception dive boat.
Some people may walk away and say, well, I wish I knew what the ignition source was, but the focus should be on that conditions were present that allowed the fire to go undetected and to grow to a point where it prevented an evacuation. Those are the safety issues that we need to be focused on.
That's Jennifer Homedy of the National Transportation Safety Board. In a four-hour hearing today, the NTSB board and staff combed through the investigation into why the 2019 Conception fire was so deadly.
What we have here is a fire that goes undetected because of an unenforceable regulation to have a roving night watchman to back up an inadequate smoke alarm system. On top of that, we have a very difficult or perhaps almost impossible to use emergency escape system that exits to nearly the same area as the primary exit. What could possibly go wrong?
That's NTSB Vice Chair Bruce Landsberg. The entire board agreed that had there been a roving watch person on the Conception that night, as required under current regulations, it's likely the fire would have been discovered earlier and the 33 passengers and one crew member would still be alive. The NTSB places blame for the Conception disaster squarely on the company owner, saying that there was no leadership in terms of ensuring that safety protocols were followed. The agency's findings include a number of recommendations aimed at preventing future deaths on commercial passenger vessels and says it's the U.S. Coast Guard's responsibility for strengthening and enforcing regulations. The Coast Guard has recently indicated it intends to pass new rules requiring domestic passenger vessel owners and operators to develop and implement what's called an SMS, or Safety Management System, a move, says Board Chair Robert Sumwalt, that's long overdue.
The Congress mandated that 10 years ago, the NTSB recommended it 8 years ago. It's past time to act.
I'm Greta Mart, KCBX News.